I'm here with a local celebrity, Steve Trifletti. Of course, you know him as Plymouth Town moderator. He's an attorney, but he also took on a project during this past 12 plus months that had to do with the pandemic and became a real source of, I think, information and inspiration to many people. Steve Trifletti, welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Christine. Delighted to be back here.
And, you know, it's interesting because I know we just referred to it at WHD as the Trif Show on this week. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about the show that you put together to deal with the pandemic. How many times it started in the beginning and what's happening now as it evolved?
Christine, when the pandemic really hit and we knew that we were going to have to start shutting down and adjusting to changes, we knew that locally we needed to communicate to the community. We're getting information at a national level and a state level, regionally, but people in the town, in the surrounding towns, wanted to know how are they going to be affected, what services are going to be available. And initially, when things were happening so quickly and the delivery of information was almost by minute and hours, we did it daily in the very beginning, and we were on nearly every day. And then eventually we moved to several days a week, and then eventually once a week. And next Wednesday is our 100th show, and it'll be our last show unless the need arises in the future.
That's terrific. And it was on, I believe, at noon on Wednesdays, and it was in conjunction with PAC TV. How did this idea come around? You say, was this a conversation you were having with people, or just people in the community saying, well, we need to know about this and this, and we just are not quite sure?
Elected officials are in contact with one another on a regular basis. And in our case, I'm closely in contact with State Representative Matthew Muratori and also the immediate past chair of the select board, Ken Tavares. And together, we decided that this was something that made sense and that we would do it. And I invited them to join me at PAC TV, where I had a regular show already in progress that was suspended during the pandemic. We had the experience and the relationship, and PAC TV was fully supportive. And so we put together this presentation, and I produced it. I put together the guests. I put together the agenda for each show, and it went off fairly seamlessly. It was beautiful.
Typically, tell our listeners, if they're not familiar with your show, what kind of information and guests were you having on?
We began each show with an opening statement from Ken Tavares as the chair of the select board. And then we went right to our first segment, which was a medical segment. We had doctors, epidemiologists, and other people who could talk about kind of the issue du jour, and it varied as time went on. Mm-hmm. And it went from, you know, could you have surgery, or was that going to be delayed, or then eventually now we're talking about vaccines. We had my brother, who was an attending primary care physician. He was a regular guest, along with Dr. Barry Potvin and Dr. Mark Wilson, both of whom live in Plymouth and are epidemiologists. Dr. Potvin is also the chair of the Board of Health. It was terrific. I mean, these guests were as good as any you would see on national TV.
Oh, absolutely. And you also had a lot of very practical information. Is Town Hall open?
Yes. So we also then would move towards local officials, whether it be with the town manager or her staff, or the schools, and people wanted to know, you know, what was happening. When are we going to go remote for schools? When are we going to go back in person? Early on in the pandemic, it was very basic things. Town Hall might be closed. Could we still get a smoke detector inspection for a closing? Could we, you know, pay our bills in person? And so how do people get information, and particularly those people who don't always go to the town website but watch TV or listen to the radio? So we were able to provide them with all that information on a regular basis.
Did you have one or two memorable moments on those shows that really struck home with you? Tell our listeners about those.
So there were two that I would mention. Mm-hmm. The first was when our regular weekly guest, State Representative Matthew Muratori, disclosed on air that he had gotten COVID and that he was quarantining. And when he started to talk about how his children were going to be tested, and they didn't have the COVID, but that his wife was then tested, and she did. And he started to get emotionally upset on air. Mm-hmm. And I think that was very poignant for all of us participating and also for viewers, because in real time, we were all experiencing both the challenges and at times the sadness of the COVID virus.
And it's nice to see that it shows he's really human, and I think that's a good thing.
It was really wonderful, and I afterwards said to him how much I appreciated the fact that he shared that. And then, on a lighter moment, quite surprise, during the course of the year, we had many local clergy there to comfort us. The rabbi, the Salvation Army, people from the Promise denomination, and Father John Colity from St. Mary's Church. And he has quite a sense of humor. And during all of the very difficult times, even in the beginning, he often could share a joke with us, even during the challenges of COVID. And those were certainly memorable moments on the show.
That's wonderful. What kind of listener feedback did you get?
We got feedback both by mail, by questions. We would do a question and answer each day, and people would email questions to us live while we're on air, mm-hmm. but also just out in the community. People would come up to us and thank us for doing this. I remember shopping at a local department store and the cashier thanking me, and also having that happen in other forums. So we got a lot of positive feedback.
I guess you got a lot of personal satisfaction out of something like this.
We did. You know, it's it was a labor of love to do this, and we look forward next week to our final show, which is going to include not only Dr. Trifley, Dr. Potvin, but also our district attorney. He represents kind of the regional guests, our town manager, who represents the town, Dr. Campbell for the schools, he's superintendent. Michelle Braddy, we also had a segment on seniors, and she is the director of elder affairs. Amy Naples was a regular contributor as executive director, Plymouth Area Chamber of Commerce, and again, Father John Colity from the church.
Now, if people want to catch your last show, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can certainly watch us live on PAC TV, on both Fios and Comcast, but also they can watch streaming at PACTV.org.
That sounds terrific. Anything else you want to share with our listeners, Steve?
Just that I'm going to close the last show on a personal note. And during the past year, certainly for those of us in Plymouth, we've mourned the loss of many people who have passed on due to COVID. And also those people who were challenged either by depression or isolation or by long haulers who had COVID and continued to have symptoms. But we also had joys and things that we could celebrate. And for me personally, last year, a year ago, my first grandchild was born. He came early, and there were some challenges and complications, and it was tough during the height of the pandemic. And then more recently, on Mother's Day this year, my second grandchild was born. And so we're going to share the celebration and joys of those new arrivals to our family during this unusual time.
That's terrific. And what's the official name of your show?
So we call it the Plymouth COVID-19 Update.
Okay. That sounds good. And for people that haven't seen it, this would be your chance to tune in to the 100th show. For those of you who have seen it and heard it, you know, there's a lot of good information on there. What a wonderful community effort from you and so many people. And we appreciate you joining us here again today. Thank you very much, Steve Trifletti.
Thank you, Christine.